Well, we're very, very concerned because as far as we're concerned, this is overdue already in terms of action being taken because the Zimbabwe government have been in contempt of that ruling, and the farmers that went there for protection and the farm workers who are under those properties have not been protected at all. It's been an absolute reversal of that, and the Zimbabwe government snubbing the SADC tribunal. So this result now in deferring the issues for another 6 months is of utmost concern to us.
Why do you think they're asking for another 6 months?
If you're Zimbabwean, you live in the country at the moment, this has been the case for a long time with the Mugabe regime perpetually kicking for touch and buying more time. And it's a case always of politics versus the law. In the country here, it's always been the politics that have ruled, and we've seen interference in the judiciary, interference even up to the Supreme Court, and politics carrying the day rather than the law. And now, for the first time, we're seeing the same effect, political effect, in a regional court.
Say, for example, this ruling from the tribunal, the SADC tribunal, is upheld, and all the SADC leaders are in favor of it. How confident are you that the land reform decisions would be reversed?
Well, we are not against land reform at all. One has got to understand, though, that what we've witnessed in the last 10 years here in Zimbabwe is not land reform at all. It's been a political program. It's beggared the nation. It's destroyed agriculture in the country and even communal area agriculture. So certainly carrying on with the status quo is not a way forward. We're not saying we need to go back to what we had, but we need to find a new way forward and a just solution for all. One must understand that we are an agriculturally driven and based economy. We don't see a way forward driven by either mining or tourism. Certainly that's not going to create the stability that's required in terms of employment in the country and also the food security and foreign currency security that's required. So it has to be agriculture, and we need a level playing field there and a depoliticized one at that. So issues with regard to tenure of the land, the title to the land, and we have an historical injustice dating back 100 years on that front, where part of the country was under a freehold title system and the other half of the country, the communal areas, weren't. These issues need to be dealt with in the national interest and in the interest of citizens of Zimbabwe without political effect.
You may have heard a recent report from the World Food Program and the Food and Agriculture Organization saying about 1.7 million Zimbabweans would still need food aid in the next year, despite some improvements in agriculture. What is the status of Zimbabwe agriculture from your viewpoint?
Well, most of the production has dropped by 80%. The only area that hasn't dropped is really on cotton production, and that's because it lends itself to smallholder production. And then for the first time, we've seen a reversal slightly in the level of tobacco production. And, you know, this is not land reform at all, as I said earlier. This is a political program of destruction that undermined the whole economy of this country.